Weiter sagt der Heilige Mishnah, man sagt es Ksubis Perik Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Bechein de Din is also in regard to Shnei Anoshim. We have two men. We don't recognize them. We don't know who they are. It's not like they grew up in this town. These two men show up. Zeoimer, one of them says, Kayanani, I'm a Kayan. Zeoimer. And this one says, Kayanani, I'm a Kayan. Ain't an amana, they're not believed. In other words, you won't give them truma on the basis of what they're saying. Truma is only mutter for a kayan. We won't call them up first to the Torah, says the Meiri, or to Duchen in the Beis HaMedrash. But some say the bezman hazeh, a person is believed, stamazeh. Someone comes into shul, the gabi goes over to him, says kayan. The man says kayan, we call him up first to the Torah, and he goes up to Duchen to do birchas kehana. And the reason is, the Mefarshim explain, is we don't have truma min haTorah bezman hazeh anyway. And that's our real concern. Our real concern is to be called up to the Torah first, or we'll allow him to duchen, people will assume he's a kayan, and he may wind up eating truma, and that would be a terrible issa for a zar to eat truma. However, even during the times of the Mishnah, or bezman shehein me'iden zeh, but if each one says on the other one, he's a kayan, they're believed, and we do give them truma. Because an eid echad is enough to be made on a person that he's a kayan. Each one may be saying it for the other one. Here, I'll say you're a kayan, you say I'm a kayan. No, we're not chashish for that.